This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Efforts are underway to draft a new constitution for Iraq, a key prerequisite for elections and self-government in the country. Prominent Iraqis say the process is complicated and could take more than a year to complete. Even the selection of those who will write the constitution has proved contentious. Yesterday, a constitutional committee presented a report to the Iraqi Governing Council outlining the problems it faces. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad.
The key question on Samer Shakir's mind isn't when the constitution will be completed, but how that process will take shape. Shakir is a member of the U.S.-backed Iraqi Governing Council.
We are very anxious to complete this process as soon as it is practicable. But this process to create a new constitution which defines the architecture of the new state, it is not something that can be manufactured to order.
Shakir and others on the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council are somewhat dismayed by Washington's suggested time frame to draft the constitution. Secretary of State Colin Powell said he'd like to see a written constitution within 6 months. The top U.S. administrator here, Paul Bremer, has put the constitution question at the heart of his plan to transfer total sovereignty over to Iraqis.
I think realistically at least 12 to 18 months to establish the constitution.
Hamid al-Bayati is a senior official with the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq, a former exile group now represented on the U.S.-backed Governing Council.
These people who is going to write the constitution should be elected first, and then there should be a referendum on the actual constitution. So it's a longer process. I don't think 6 months is good enough.
Those people, the ones who will frame the constitution, haven't yet been selected because the various factions and ethnic groups now vying for power in Iraq can't agree on how to pick them. Fuad Masum, a Kurdish leader, heads the committee now trying to determine the makeup of a constitutional convention.
Fuad
says that the people who will eventually write the constitution aren't yet prepared to start, and Iraqi leaders haven't really figured out how to pick them anyway. Some groups, he points out, want the delegates to be elected, while others would like to see them appointed. Most Shiite groups prefer an outright election. They reckon they'll win a majority of the delegates because the majority of Iraqis are Shiites. Sunni and Kurdish representatives fear that a Shiite-dominated convention could produce a legal framework that fails to protect their rights and sensibilities. Radical groups like the one representing the Shiite Hausa movement say they want religious scholars to draft the final document and base it on Islamic law. Sheikh Hassan al-Zargani says the Hausa movement won't accept it any other way. Zargani says religious scholars from the Hausa movement should write the constitution because they're the only ones who truly understand Islam. Officials in the U.S.-led authority here acknowledge that Islamic traditions will likely guide the framers of the constitution, but they don't want to see an Iranian-style theocracy. And while publicly the occupation authority has taken a hands-off approach, privately they want to see federalism, democracy, and women's rights at the heart of the document. And that poses another problem. Again, Sheikh Hassan al-Zargani of the hardline Hausa movement. If the constitution is written under the gaze of the Americans, he says, we'll refuse it. It's this type of sentiment, says Kurdish official Fuad Masum, that'll have to be overcome before anyone can even consider whether to begin drafting the document.
Look, we have Arabs and Kurds and Assyrians and Christians and Sunnis and Shias. And in order for this experiment to work, all these groups have to agree and all their rights have to be protected.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.